Now, the ice cream business, where competition is heating up. In just a couple of years, Coldstone Creamery has emerged as a power, challenging the ice cream juggernaut of Baskin-Robbins. But as Stephen Goldstein reports from member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Baskin-Robbins is not about to give up.
Walk into any ice cream shop in the country, and you're bound to find a lot of smiling kids. Tasso Anos is almost 7 years old, so he's a longtime connoisseur.
When did you first discover you liked ice cream?
When I was little. I think that's 2-3 years old.
On a recent Saturday afternoon, Tasso tried a scoop at Coldstone Creamery.
I would like the chocolate and sprinkles, please, mixed up.
At Coldstone Creamery, a basic chocolate ice cream becomes something quite different, with sprinkles, strawberries, or even gummy bears adding to the flavor. The mixing is on a more industrial level at Coldstone's headquarters in the Phoenix desert. Tastemaster Ray Karam unwraps whole Twinkies and plops the moist snack cakes into a blender full of cream.
My philosophy is that no matter how weird the ice cream flavor is, someone somewhere will like it. I can guarantee you.
Like this new flavor, Twinkie cream.
There are so many things that we can do with ice cream, and we do sit around and kind of think up, hey, what about this? What about that?
Americans love ice cream. They have an emotional connection with ice cream.
Coldstone CEO Doug Ducey says his company's proposition to visitors is simple and straightforward.
It's really going to that customer and saying, who wants that 10-minute vacation, and how can we make that 10-minute vacation more special for the ice cream lovers of America?
Coldstone Creamery has recently turned into a legitimate contender for the title of champion of the ice cream business. In just the past 2 years, the company has doubled its number of stores nationwide, and sales have also nearly doubled to $283 million, second only to industry giant Baskin-Robbins with sales of $535 million. But Baskin-Robbins has something Coldstone Creamery doesn't. Ken Kimmel is the brand officer for Baskin-Robbins, home of 31 flavors.
I feel very privileged, I think we all do here, to work on a brand that's been around for 60 years. We enjoy 98% brand awareness in the U.S., which is phenomenal.
Kimmel's in charge of freshening up the company's image. That includes putting brighter colors and more kid-friendly designs in every one of Baskin-Robbins' 2,500 U.S. stores over the next 5 years. He's also introduced a new sundae bar that will allow customers to actually see the whole order-making process, something that wasn't previously done at Baskin-Robbins. Kimmel says Coldstone hasn't forced the change. He says that's been customer-driven.
One thing that you see in any retail environment, or even packaged goods, is the constant need to kind of keep your image fresh for your consumer. Today's consumers are smarter than they've ever been and are expecting more from their favorite brands.
Howard Waxman has been writing about the industry for 19 years in the Ice Cream Reporter newsletter. He says Coldstone Creamery brought something unique to the ice cream business by giving consumers the opportunity to order exactly what they want. And he says Baskin-Robbins is wise to follow that sweet path to success.
They're both very smart to have done what they've done in making the customized product right in front of you. It's entertaining and it's customization. And they're very lucky, doing the right thing at the right time.
But like most kids would tell you, there's never a wrong time for ice cream, especially with a huge number of mix-ins.
White chocolate chips, marshmallows, gummy bears.
For NPR News, I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix.